This is The Book in the Spade, a report on the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology. Here's your host, Gordon Govier.
Over the 40-year history of the Book in the Spade program, which will be officially recognized in February 2023, we have had some memorable moments. A decade ago, when my co-host, Professor Keith Scoville, retired, someone asked about the most memorable moments, and so we will revisit a program from our 40 years of archives that takes us back to that very special moment.
Well, most of our programs were just chats about recent news reports of the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology, not that different from one program to the next. Our two main resources in the early days were Biblical Archaeology Review and the weekly Sabbath issue of the Jerusalem Post. Then occasionally Israeli archaeologists would visit to speak in Professor Scoville's classes at the University of Wisconsin and at the Madison Biblical Archaeology Society meetings. So Professor Scoville began to invite them along to be interviewed on our program. Some of our earliest guests were Gabby Barkai, David Usishkin, Aaron Dembski, and Yigal Shiloh. Then in 1985, we took our first trip to Israel, inviting our listeners along with us to see the sites that we have been discussing on the program. We visited the Albright Institute in Jerusalem, the offices of the American Schools of Oriental Research. Seymour Gittin, then as now the director of the Albright, took us into the basement to view some of the artifacts in the collection and tell us the story of the Institute's most famous director, William F. Albright, the father of biblical archaeology. That was certainly one of our more memorable programs, and we'll probably feature that program again in the weeks ahead. But today, as I think about our most memorable program, I go back to our next tour in 1992. We visited the Hebrew Union College offices in Jerusalem, where we talked with Abraham Biran, the excavator of Tel Dan. Professor Scoville had worked with Professor Biran at Tel Dan for a number of years, and we learned a lot as we toured the exhibits there and talked with Professor Biran. He mentioned he would be visiting Tel Dan the next day to check on a few things and invited us to meet him there. Normally, it's not that easy to change schedule in the middle of a tour, but it just so happened we were heading north to the Galilee the next day, so we made an appointment to meet Professor Biran at Tel Dan, the city he had been excavating at that time for a quarter of a century. A few years ago, we reminisced about that visit.
Yes, Abraham Biran is an exceptional person. He has a long career as an archaeologist, but also was involved as a government official, as an ambassador during a certain point in Israel's recent history. But yes, to visit Dan with Abraham Biran is something that is exceptional. To listen to him explain what he's been doing there over the years and the tremendous discoveries that have been made was exciting, to say the least.
And as he described what we saw around us, as we were sitting in the gate of the city of Dan, the fact that we were sitting where the king would sit when he came to visit because of the importance, that's where that was the most important place in the city, the gate. The markets were there, synagogues were located there in later periods of time. Out front of the gate is a plaza. Just months after we were there visiting with Biran at Dan, in that plaza was found one of the most important discoveries in recent years, the remains of an inscription that said, "The House of David," the first extra-biblical connection to Israel's greatest king.
Yes, indeed. And you mentioned the gate, and that is certainly true. People didn't just walk in the front gate and go into the city and wander around. You were either invited or you made inquiry about visiting someone within the city. There would be guards there, of course. On certain occasions, the king of Dan would sit out in this podium, which we believe had a canopy over it, with wooden pillars, of course, are gone now, but the sockets for such and the whole throne situation is set there, as you mentioned. So this is, as far as I know, the only place where they found such an installation for a king of a city to sit. But it gives you some idea of the significance of Dan.
So here we are from our Book in the Spade archives at the city of Dan with the excavator Abraham Biran from our 1992 tour.
We are the Abraham wise men of the city.
That's right.
You come to us for our decision.
You see, there's more than that. You know the story in the Book of Ruth. And you remember that Boaz wants to marry her. According to the law, he cannot marry her until her relative sort of gives him the right. So Boaz goes to the gate. And he sees the relative coming. And the Bible tells us, and he told him in very excellent Hebrew, Bo, come. Shva imi, come sit with me. Now, this is the relative of Ruth, and I tell him to, and I'm Boaz, and I tell him, come sit with me. That's where we sit, on the benches in front of the city gate. Now, the contribution of the excavation of Teldan to understanding the scriptures is manifold. But since we are at the gate, I always wondered personally when I read that people meet at the gate. There is also King Josiah has a council of war at the gate. Now, and I always said to myself, how is that possible? The enemy is coming and they're exposed. Now, we found an outer gate. So this was never exposed. This is the area between the major gate here and the outer gate over there. The city wall is here on the left. It continues. So, of course, you can have a council of four. There's no danger. And then here again, the unique thing is what you're sitting on. What is this? Come on.
A platform.
What for?
For an official. A king?
Well, now see, you've been studying.
You told him, yes.
You've been studying the Bible, yeah. So, there is again in the story of Ahab at Samaria. They don the royal garment and they go to sit at the gate. Where would they sit? If this is with the elders, then maybe in such a canopied structure. Mm-hmm. You see, there is here a base which is decorated. There were one here. We found one, two, and three. The fourth one has disappeared. Maybe it's in the rubble. I don't know. Maybe we'll find it this year. I don't know. So this was a canopied structure, and maybe that's where the king sat. Or, again, see, the Bible is wonderful. You can find anything there you want. There is that one of the kings of Judah destroys the high places at the gate. Maybe that was a statue or a god or an idol or something which they destroyed. So, and then after you do that, you walk up the major highway into the gate, upper gate, and then into the sanctuary where you should not worship the golden calf, but where he was. Okay, here we are. Okay.
If you just joined us, we're revisiting one of the special moments from our 1992 Book in the Spade Holy Land tour, when we met archaeologist Abraham Biran at the city gate of Dan, this archaeological site where he had been digging, at that time, for 25 years.
Well, that was on location, so to speak, and those of you listening should be aware that some of the noise in the background was, in fact, from some of the workers who were helping to restore the appearance of this city gate. It will be a part of what will be one of the major archaeological attractions for people in the future who will have an opportunity to go there and to walk around and see what has been uncovered and to see the biblical connections that will be explained by signs as well as by their tour guides.
The tractor that you heard in the background was being used to move dirt. Tractors aren't necessarily used for excavation.
Another interesting thing, Gordon, some of the people there doing the work were Falashas. These were recent Jewish immigrants from Ethiopia.
And to close out our program, I had a chance just briefly at the end of our meeting to ask him about the significance of the work at Dan, what he felt was his biggest accomplishment there.
You see, this place is identified with ancient Dan. And we think, after what we have discovered, I mean, there is, according to the biblical account, enough evidence to say there was a city in the days of Abraham, there was a city in the days of the kings, and so forth. But how can you tell? I mean, all right, you have a city gate, you have a sanctuary out of it. When we found the inscription which says, to the God who is in Dan. So we know we are in Dan. We know there is a God. And we understand also the importance of the Dan sanctuary of Dan in Israelite history, because if you go to the prophet Amos, he castigates the people and tells them, stop swearing and believing in the gods of Samaria. And then he says, Elohei Dan, the gods of Dan. And that was always a mystery. Why should he pick on Dan? The discovery here has shown that Dan was a central sanctuary for northern Israel. So the people probably followed it, and the prophets objected to.
Professor Avraham Biran telling us about the importance of Tel Dan and his excavations there when we were visiting with him during our 1992 Book of the Spade tour. In my mind, one of the most exciting and important programs we've done over the 30-year history of the Book of the Spade, which I've shared with my co-host, Professor Keith Scoville. Less than a year later, after our 1992 visit to Tel Dan, Professor Biran and his team found another important inscription, perhaps the most important discovery in biblical archaeology over the past half century. Just a few feet from where we were sitting at the Iron Age gate at Tel Dan, just across the plaza in front of the gate, one of Professor Biran's associates noticed an inscription written on a stone in secondary use. Without the slanting rays of the late afternoon sun, the inscription might have been missed. But instead, 13 lines of an Aramaic inscription were found that mentioned the House of David. This is the first extra-biblical mention of King David and the oldest reference to any biblical character. Up to that point, the earliest biblical figure known from extra-biblical sources was Omri, the king of Israel. Professor Biran continued to work at Tel Dan for almost another decade. He died in September 2008, just a month before his 99th birthday. Professor Biran is one of the towering figures in Israeli archaeology. He began working as an archaeologist with William F. Albright in the 1930s, studying under Albright at Johns Hopkins University. From 1961 to 1974, he was head of the Department of Antiquities and Museums for the State of Israel, and then became director of the Nelson Glick School of Archaeology at Hebrew Union College. For 33 years, he excavated at Tel Dan in northern Israel, and over the years, we visited Tel Dan to see some of the dramatic discoveries there, the Bronze Age mud brick arched gateway that dates back to roughly the time of Abraham, the Iron Age gate where we sat with him that day in 1992, and the high place where King Jeroboam placed the golden idol to attract the worshippers of Israel away from the temple in Jerusalem. So the visit to Tel Dan with Professor Biran, in my mind, is one of the most memorable programs recorded with my co-host, Professor Keith Scoville, over the history of the Book and the Spade program. Although Professor Scoville is now retired, I'm looking forward to many years of exciting discoveries ahead. Check out our website for more information about other biblical archaeology resources, including our quarterly magazine, Artifacts. Our website is located at radioscribe.com. I'm Gordon Govier. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next time for more Backgrounders on the Bible through Biblical Archaeology on The Book and the Spade.
The Book and the Spade is produced by Scribe Media. For information on biblical archaeology resources or obtaining a copy of this program on CD, go to our website at radioscribe.com. Or you can contact Scribe Media by email by sending your message to scribe@broadcast.net.